Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Deep, a daily encounter enrichment podcast for another awesome Monday. I am Venus Cartagena, a servant of the feast. Allow me to share and reflect to you our today's gospel from the book of John. Our reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 3, verses 1 to 8. There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus at night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you are doing unless God is within him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man once grown old be born again? Surely he cannot re-enter his mother's womb and be born again, can he?" "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of flesh is flesh, and what is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I told you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, let us look at Nicodemus' action when he heard Jesus' miracle and extraordinary teaching. To understand more, allow me to give you a brief background of Nicodemus. He was a Pharisee, a ruler of the Jews, and a member of Sanhedrin, which was the supreme court of the Jews at that time. He was also a teacher of Israel, based on John chapter 3, verse 10. In the Gospel, Nicodemus addressed Jesus as Rabbi, which means a teacher of God's word and law, and acknowledged that Jesus' teaching came from God. Here, something aroused in him a deeper search for God, that he went to Jesus at night as to a teacher of religion. What he needed from him was not merely just to receive instruction from Jesus. However, there was a longing to undergo a change within himself. Brothers and sisters, that too is what we need. We must recognize our powerlessness by ourselves and unaided to pass through the barriers which blocks us from an authentic life. Like Nicodemus, who was already a teacher of teachers, despite all our accumulated experiences and knowledge, we must not lean on our own understanding. We must always seek God in our daily life by listening to the voice of Jesus through the Holy Scripture. Jesus says to Nicodemus that we must be born again and born from above. John's Gospel uses words that can be interpreted in both senses. Nobody gives birth to himself, and just as we receive our life in the flesh from others, so too we receive the life of the Son of God from the Spirit. Everybody claims that they live, they have life, something moves in them, thoughts comes to them and make decision and go on with the daily life, as if everything becomes routinary. Yet, this could be possibly be nothing more than the life of the flesh, or the life of an unawakened person. The other life, which is that of the Spirit, is more mysterious, because this one takes place in the innermost depths of our being. Initially, we can see the external appearance, we notice a person's face and behavior, but we do not see God's working in her. However, the awakened believer, who is habitually led by the Spirit, gradually discovers changes in what motivates her action and her ambition. She feels at ease with God and without fear, experiencing that it is not so much she who orients and works in her life. Yet, she could not in fact be able to say exactly what happens within her. That is why Jesus is comparing the action of the Holy Spirit within us with the passing of the wind. We feel, although we do not see or hold it. Jesus also said, "We have to be reborn of water and of the Spirit." This passage points us to baptism. But we should not think that by merely receiving the water of baptism, one is fully established in the life of the Spirit. Rather, let us realize that normally, one is baptized in order to begin the life of the Spirit. Here, the Gospel refers to adults who are converted to the Christian faith. God wants to renew all of His people in the gift of new life in His Holy Spirit. This new life in the Spirit brings us into God's kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy, based from Romans chapter 14, verse 17. Brothers and sisters, let us seek for an everlasting life of love, peace, joy, and freedom from sin, oppression, and corruption. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the gift of new life that you are offering to us. Allow us to renew within us the gift of faith to accept and obey all your words, and let the Holy Spirit guide us in transforming to your likeness. May your kingdom come and your will be done in our life, today, tomorrow, and always. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening, and always remember to stay humble, stay simple, and stay in love with the Lord. Happy Awesome Monday, everyone. God bless.